Today's focus is on this topic, but my God shall supply all my need. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. We all have needs, and we also know that not all are met. This verse says, but God shall supply all my need. Let us look at the source of this supply. It is God who supplies. It is not that his resources are running dry, that he's not able to meet all your needs. It is because he knows what is best and gives only that which is best. He will never give you that which will not reflect the giver and also that which is not fruitful in your life. He's a loving God. His love is a perfecting love and not a pampering love that every time you ask, he will give it to you. Paul says, this Lord who supplies is my God, a God who is personal. Is he your God too? Be assured, he will never deprive you of the best in your life. He knows your need even before you express it to him. My friend, you are on his mind. Are you disappointed that your need is not met? If you believe the supplier is your God who knows you by name, be encouraged that he will never withhold that which is good for you. Then this verse says, he will supply. His resources will never run dry. He owns a cattle on a thousand hills, and he never delays his supply. His timing is perfect. What you need today, he will never give it tomorrow. You may think that he is delaying granting your need. No, he knows when you need it. Remember, he will create a situation or delay the situation for you to use what he gives to you today. Maybe you have a long list of needs and you feel they are absolutely necessary, and without it, life is not complete. My friend, the Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. The contentment, which is a sense of inward sufficiency, is great and abundant gain. The need that the Lord supplies is not just money, but every need. Paul says, not that I speak from any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I'm not disturbed or uneasy. Look at that. Satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of my circumstances. He also says, I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times. And I also know how to enjoy abundance and live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, whether well-fed or going hungry, whether having an abundance or being in need. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency, says Paul. Let me read that once again. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. That's what you and I need, that inner strength and confident peace, so that you and I can say, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Friend, you too can say, your God shall supply all your need. My God shall supply all my need. Would you trust him? Would you just wait upon him and see what he can do in your life? You will never be disappointed when you know that your supplier is your God. Develop that intimate relationship with him. God bless you.
For feedback, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.